It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
John Corcoran, Executive Director of the American Rose Society, and Marilyn Willen, former ARS President, are with me to chat about something very exciting that's happening in Shreveport, Louisiana, home of the American Rose Society corporate offices and America's Rose Garden. Marilyn, could you tell us what's going on down there?
Well, Teresa, so much is going on. We have just launched the Great Garden Restoration Project for the American Rose Center. It's just been named America's Rose Garden, and we want it to be the best garden ever, the best garden anywhere. The design is so special, it will take us back in time. It was designed like the gears of a Rolex watch, and those gears will become the garden beds where the roses will be planted, and the garden will eventually tell the history of the rose in America. So everyone is excited about it. We've gained a lot of momentum. We've had to do a lot of preparation for this project. We cut 140 pine trees. We fenced the whole property to keep the deer out. We've replenished the soils, and now we have this exciting design that's going to launch the most beautiful rose garden ever. It will take us back in time, from the modern roses back to the species and the beginning of roses. So a lot to tell through the gardens and a lot of excitement building about what we are about to launch.
So who came up with this design?
The design was, we knew where the garden would be. We consolidated a lot of the gardens, and we had an area, and we were thinking about now how do we accomplish this design. And Paul Zimmerman, who's working with Jackson and Perkins, together with his business partner, Peter Bills, in designing gardens, said, "Let me help. What can I do?" And he came up with the theme, History of the Rose in America, and the Rolex watch gears that are going to create this great design. So it was Paul Zimmerman and Peter Bills, thanks to Jackson and Perkins Roses, who are helping us get this design off the ground.
Well, I think I speak for those of us who love the rose, and we, like Paul, want to know, how can we help?
Well, we feel that the first phase has been the clearing of the land, getting sunshine back in the garden, keeping the deer out. Now we've raised the money to do all of those things, but now we need to raise the money to start the building of the circles, the installation of the circles that will eventually be the rose gardens. So we hope to do, in our five-year restoration project, we hope to do a circle every year until we're finished. So this year, we want to build this circle. We need to raise $100,000. We'd love to have some help.
I'm sure you would. John, along with raising money, what are some of the next steps that are going to happen as part of this?
We're going to kick off on December 6th out at America's Rose Garden. The preview of everything that we're going to do within the community, inviting leaders, inviting people from the American Rose Society to come out and see this wonderful vision of what we're going to do.
Well, I know that, you know, a lot of us are visual. We're, you know, we get in the garden and we create things. We like to create things and arrange things. So if for us visuals, I know it really became real to me when I saw the video that Paul put together. So how can our listeners see this video that we saw and got so excited about?
Yes, definitely visit our website, www.rose.org. When you get to the website, you're going to see a tab that says America's Rose Garden. Click on that. When you get there, you will see the Great Garden Restoration. Once that loads up, you'll see that wonderful video that Paul Zimmer has so nicely put together for us. And it is absolutely a stunning video, so make sure you take a look.
Teresa, you'll also see the plan, the landscape design of this garden with that brings the gears of the watch and the timepiece back to mind.
You know, having that theme of telling the story of the rose and going back in time and the watch, I mean, that's just so clever, and it's just, it opens up all kinds of things that we can do. And so one of the pieces of the rose that I love so much are the stories and the history. And so to be walking through the garden and have that right in visually right there for people is going to be so wonderful. So what a great project.
Do you know that through the years, designers have used clocks as the expression of a garden design for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're doing this in a very unique way. But there's so many garden stories to tell, such as the story of the peace rose, such as the story of the great breeders, like Ralph Moore, who brought about miniature roses. And like the roses created by the origin of Knockout. Mm-hmm. Look what a revolution that has been mm-hmm. to the story of roses. But then you've got the beautiful story of those species roses that came all the way from China. And then after that, the teas and then the Chinas. And, you know, the wonderful roses that we've had through the years. So a lot of stories we're going to have to tell in this garden.
Yes, there is. You know, I hear the board gets to go in April, so I can't wait to come and see firsthand and just get my hands on the whole project. Well,
welcome to the board.
It's wonderful. John, anything you need to add to that?
Yes, I would like to say what's so exciting about this project is there is no other garden that has ever existed that has ever told the story of the rose, and the American Rose Society is going to have that garden. I think that's something special in the history of the American Rose Society and the history of the rose.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, it is our national floral emblem. We're very proud of that. And, of course, we want the best. We want, you know, we want it to be a destination. In fact, wasn't something just published recently about the American Rose Center being a destination?
It was. In fact, our garden, the American Rose Garden, it was put in Reader's Digest as the best place to have a picnic in the state of Louisiana. And we're so proud of that.
Oh, in April. Guys, let's have a picnic in the
Rose
Garden.
Let's have a picnic in the Rose Garden. That would be fun.
It's so good to have you, and it's been so good to be together at our national convention where we get to be with all of our rose friends and learn and grow together. So thanks for taking the time.
Well, it was fun to talk about it. Especially in the midst of the Rose Show.
Oh, it is.
Right
you
here.
Know, so. Listeners, we're sitting in the room where the Rose Show is actually held, and we're just surrounded by rose perfection. Mm-hmm. So we have the advantage of being in the moment. But go look at the video, and you'll see why there's so much excitement about this new project.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.